Watch, Venezuelan socialists hold global prayer for Nicolás Maduro's release. By Christian K. Caruso on March 16, 2026. Venezuelan socialists on Sunday joined an international prayer chain for peace and freedom calling for the liberation of deposed socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro and his wife Cilia Flores. Telesur, a notoriously anti-U.S. Latin American leftist propaganda network largely funded by the Venezuelan regime, reported that the international event sought to promote global harmony and call for the immediate release of Maduro and Flores, who both remain detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, in Brooklyn after President Donald Trump authorized a law enforcement operation in Caracas on January 3 that resulted in the pair's arrest. In a Sunday Facebook post, Telesur invited prospective participants to join that day's pro-Maduro prayer event no matter where you are in the world, asserting, "Your faith is the bond that unites this collective cry. It is a message of spiritual resilience and hope," Telesur claimed. For years, Maduro was actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges. He and Flores are expected to appear before the court for a hearing on the ongoing drug trafficking case on March 26. From all corners of the globe, a worldwide ecumenical prayer is being offered for the release of Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro and First Lady Cilia Flores, Telesur wrote on a social media post. "This act of faith and solidarity transcends borders, uniting voices in a call for justice and peace for the Bolivarian nation." Telesur shared footage of one such ecumenical day of prayer event in Caracas led by Maduro's son, Nicolás Maduro Guerra, a lawmaker and vice president of religious affairs of the ruling United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV. Maduro Guerra urged participants not to lose faith and to work together for the future of Venezuela. Telesur also reported that a drone show accompanied the event, showing images of Maduro, Flores, and the deposed dictator's signature. According to Telesur, similar pro-Maduro prayer sessions were held by multiple persons from different places in the world on Sunday, sharing alleged footage of such events in Namibia, Nigeria, and China. "The voice of international solidarity is rising up, condemning the kidnapping of the presidential couple, which undermines the will of a people and the stability of a nation," Telesur wrote on social media. Telesur and Venezuela's state-owned radio station La Radio del Sur claimed that the event aimed to offer a unified prayer that will resonate on the international stage as a testament to the desire for peace held by supporters of the Bolivarian project around the world.